Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As negotiations continue on Capitol Hill on another COVID-19 relief package, Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says there's a major divide between the GOP and Democrats. For one thing, Cruz says extending the $600 a week supplemental jobless benefits, as is being called for by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, would be too much, since it gives people more than most people earn in their regular jobs.
The only objective Democrats have is to defeat Donald Trump. And they've cynically decided the best way to defeat Donald Trump is shut down every business in America, shut down every school in America.
Republicans are to detail their proposal for a new relief bill today. Late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis will be lying in state at the U.S. Capitol today and tomorrow. There will be an invitation-only arrival ceremony for his casket this afternoon. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Investors pushing the price of gold to an all-time high as rising diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and China have them scrambling for safe havens. Gold rose past $1,920 a share earlier today, higher than the previous record set back in 2011. Hollywood is mourning the passing of a big screen legend. Olivia de Havilland was 104. Her career began in 1935, spanning over five decades, from Hollywood's golden age of cinema through 1988. President Trump now declining the New York Yankees' invitation to throw out the first pitch before a game on August 15th. The president tweeting yesterday that because he's focused on the coronavirus and the economy and has scheduled meetings on vaccines coming up, he simply won't be able to make it. Tom Hanks and his wife, actor and singer Rita Wilson, are now officially Greek citizens. And this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Some states and cities are suing the Trump administration over an order to exclude undocumented immigrants from the 2020 census. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Manhattan claims President Trump's executive action violates the Constitution. In the complaint, New York and 19 other states, along with Washington, D.C. and dozens of cities, argue the action will severely harm the plaintiffs through the loss of representation in government. The U.S. Supreme Court previously blocked a Trump administration plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A fire Friday night at the offices of the Arizona Democratic Party is deemed suspicious. More details now from USA's Kenneth Burns.
Arson is suspected in a fire that caused major damage to the Arizona Democratic Party headquarters in Phoenix. Steven Slagaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democrats, who shares a building with the state party, spoke to KPNX-TV.
Our side of the building here at the Maricopa County Democratic Party is completely burned down. They said we've lost all of our stuff, the computers, the equipment, the printers, the files. It's all gone.
An official with the Phoenix Fire Department said the determination that it was, quote, definitely a human-caused fire came after a collection of evidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Got an interesting email from an old friend, a broadcasting friend. We go back many, many years. Very gifted, very talented. We worked together in Southern California in several different capacities, but he's always been the wit. And it was interesting because he was recounting a recent memory with his mother-in-law, who is 96 years old. And one of her favorite movies happens to be Gone with the Wind. And admittedly, he said he and his wife had never seen the movie. I can't believe they'd never seen the movie before. But nonetheless, that's his true story. But, you know, as he was looking at the movie, he started, again, recounting the truth versus fact of where we are in terms of race relations. He says, fact, as the desperate South grew closer to losing their Civil War, Confederate General Lee requested using slaves to fight for the Confederacy and set them free if they did so. The Confederate Congress, 100% Democrat, passed a bill allowing slaves to fight for the South, but of course, that did not include freedom. Black slaves were used by the South for manual labor during the war, as you recall, but very few, if any, fought on behalf of their owners. In fact, almost 200,000 African Americans joined the Union, which would have been the Republican Army, during the Civil War, and some 20,000 black sailors were in the Union Navy, all volunteered to fight against the Democratic South. 16 African Americans received the United States Medal of Honor. Did you hear that? 16 African Americans received the United States Medal of Honor. Fact is, after the war, the first black man ever elected to Congress was a Republican. Thereafter, the next 22 black men elected to Congress were all Republicans. The term of George Henry White, an African American Republican congressman from North Carolina, expired in 1901. Thereafter, due to white Democratic laws and new constitutions in southern states, blacks were prevented from voting, and no black person was elected from a southern Democratic state for the next 72 years. And there's more to it, and I appreciate Uncle Earl sending that to me. He is brilliantly funny, but also very knowledgeable, and did some good hard work here. With us right now, speaking of friends, Troy Anderson is back with us, the best-selling author. Fearlessly is exposing the globalist elite's secret plan for humanity and campaign of mass deception, using documentation gleaned from years of journalistic investigation, extensive interviews. These globalist elites are unmasked. Imagine that, huh? They have gained control of America's dominant institutions like our government, education, entertainment, international banking, and even the media. Troy Anderson, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir? Troy, are you there? Okay. Did we lose him? Okay, maybe he stepped away for just a moment because I was doing a little bit longer intro than normal. Hey, Troy, are you there? Okay, maybe he stepped away. I'm going to let you let me know when you get a hold of him, and we'll reconnect here. But meanwhile, you know, going back, he talks about, I'm going back to Uncle Earl's email that he sent out to everybody. And, of course, can you imagine, remember the famous line, you know, to Scarlett O'Hara from Rhett Butler, you know, as hysterical as she was. Of course, we don't know about these things because that doesn't happen in the modern era. Women are just not hysterical, and guys aren't all Rhett Butler. But we still love the line. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, right? And, of course, what happened, in order for that line to be in there, the motion picture production code had to be altered quite quickly in order to allow for it. So even then, political correctness reigned deep. And it continues, so nothing is new under the sun. We do have Troy Anderson now. Troy, how you doing, buddy? Maybe we don't have Troy. Okay, let's see here. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you have him call us, and let's see if we can find a connection here. Every once in a while in the world of electronics, we used to say that there could be a knot in the cord. That's the only explanation, you know, that you can come up with. Because it's all a mystery in this technological age, especially now, because everything is so advanced and we so easily connect. But every once in a while, you get kind of a goofy, you know, gargoyle that kind of gets into the line of things and messes things up. But really looking forward to, you know, Troy in talking to him. He's, of course, the author of Trumpocalypse. And, of course, he and Paul McGuire had written Trumpocalypse. And laid everything out and why Donald Trump was elected president and why he will be reelected. Okay, now do we have Troy? Troy, are you there?
Bill, how you doing?
Okay, good. I'm glad we figured it out. Everyone's, I tell everybody electronically, you get a knot in the cord and it just interrupts everything. You know, it's kind of goofy the way this happens. But anyway, we're connected and that's what's most important. So good to have you with us to talk about, you know, what has been happening in the first almost four completed years of the Donald Trump administration, something that you had suggested in terms of the resistance, but did we realize the resistance was going to be so deep and so debilitating?
Yeah, so what we wrote in Trumpocalypse was that, you know, we expected the president to, face a sort of all-out attack from the deep state, from the forces of the left. And, you know, behind all this, a great spiritual battle that's going on. And we've had many people remark that, you know, many of the things we wrote about in Trumpocalypse have unfolded. And especially this year is just, just sort of mind-boggling. We've never seen anything like this with the COVID epidemic, the riots, the fires, the destruction. And now as we're heading into this presidential election, we're just seeing this all-out attack on the president. And we believe it's all designed to weaken him politically before the presidential election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, how many insurance plans does the deep state have? I mean, we thought we'd gotten to the bottom of the insurance plan to get rid of Donald Trump, but they just keep on coming, you know, one after another. And, of course, what you and Paul had pointed out, and you and I having a spiritual grip of what's going on. We see this as a spiritual battle. Most Americans do not. They see it at the surface, and they just see the reaction. They're seeing the fruit of it, but they're really not seeing the root of what is going on. I mean, here we are. We're dealing with two pandemics. Who would have thought? You know, COVID-19, and then we have another pandemic in the form of the riots and disruption that's happening in the streets of America.
Yeah, what many people don't realize is that there's literally billions and billions of dollars being spent behind the scenes to help, you know, fund these various attacks. And what's at the root of the issue here is it's a fight between globalism and nationalism. That's what we talked about in Trumpocalypse, that essentially the forces of the New World Order, they're making their play. They're trying to move us into this one world system, socialist kind of system. And President Trump is sort of standing in the way of all this. And so that's why all this money and all these forces are focused on him.
Well, they're getting out the impedance because they, like Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn was an impedance to the deep state because they knew, Mike Flynn knew enough about what was going on that he could blow the whistle on them quite easily. So they cut him off at the knees, got him out of the way, and no doubt that Donald Trump is being protected. And I insist, and I'm sure you and Paul agree with me, but for the hand of God, Donald Trump would be in serious trouble. And if Donald Trump's in serious trouble, the American dream, the American experiment, is in dire need of help as well, right?
Yeah, in fact, you know, even though there's all these polls out there.
I'll tell you what, we got 10 seconds. Let's do this. Let's wait until, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Troy after this. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, those values that our parents and grandparents passed on to us, and it's up to us to pass it on to the next generation. Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Troy Anderson, the best-selling author. He and Paul McGuire last year blessed us with a great book, Trumpocalypse, and laid out, you know, the spiritual battle and what was going on and the significance of Donald Trump for a time such as this to save our country, really, and to rally the troops, because the silent majority was being overwhelmed clearly, and then you realize now, 4 years later, what Donald Trump, as an agent of exposure, what he has brought to the body politic, no thanks from the mainstream media, and certainly not from those that are so corrupt that have been getting away with murder all these years, but this is what's happening. So it's up to reasonable, common sense patriots to take a stand for the sake of freedom. And Troy, I understand you got a new book coming out, huh?
Yeah, I've teamed up with retired U.S. Army chaplain and Colonel David Giamona. We've got a book called The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. And it's designed to sort of wake up and prepare the church and raise up end times warriors of God. And we're also planning battle-ready conferences around the country.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, when we talk about end times, some people go, well, I've been hearing end times, you know, for a while, and I thought it was quite profound when you have someone like Billy Graham, who spent his entire life dedicated to evangelism. I don't recall Billy Graham ever talking about the prophetic or end times doxology, theology, and but before his passing, he did admit, he said, these are the last of the last days. And when you look at what's happening around the world today, it's like America and Israel are the only, you know, they are the primary nations that are carrying the light of freedom right now. And you've got more disruptions taking place, socialism, communism, overwhelming the world in such record numbers. It would seem that we are nearing something of a incredible, historic, epic proportion, and if it's not the last days or the end times, although people get a little confused and they weary about that and say, well, you know, is that really true? I mean, we just expect things to keep on going because that's the way it's always been. But God has His own timeline. But you think, you know, as another good friend of ours and eschatologist would say that, nothing at this point. It's almost like everything that has to happen has happened. It is, as I would say, Troy, that, you know, I've maintained that ever since Israel was brought back to life and became a nation again, it was as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock has been set. And what has been passing since then are minutes and seconds to these end times that you refer to.
You know, I interviewed Billy Graham several years ago, and he said that signs of the end of the age are converging for the first time since Jesus made those predictions. And he went on to say that he compared America to ancient Nineveh, the lone superpower of its time, and he said that when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of impending judgment, that the king and the people repented, and he told me that he believed the same thing could happen again in America, and so we put that in our first book, The Babylon Code, in our second book, in Trumpocalypse, in the last chapter, we called for a national day of repentance. Our friend, Reverend Kevin Jessup, had been working on that for several years, and he believed that that was a solution, and so we put his interview in Trumpocalypse, and now, you know, just by a miracle of God, the return, the national and global day of prayer and repentance is going forward September 26th in the National Mall in Washington, D.C. I just spoke to Kevin yesterday that they expect, you know, it could be up to 500,000 people showing up for this globally televised event, so it's just a gigantic miracle.
No, absolutely. And I've maintained for a number of years as well, I refer to it as a Nineveh moment, that America is ripe for a Nineveh moment by the grace of God. And just like with Nineveh, I mean, it was the leaders that responded. And look what Donald Trump has done. Donald Trump has brought prayer back in the forefront, what he's done to Israel, spiritual things that have happened. Our good friend Jonathan Kahn has likened Trump's administration to that of Jehu, who overcame Ahab, King Ahab, if you know, in the Old Testament, as we read. And it's quite interesting, the comparisons and how he lays that out. In fact, he's coming out with a new book himself, a follow-up to Harbinger 2. And also, he's going to be very much involved with the return. So, you know, we're looking forward to that and to that moment that hopefully it will ignite the You know, people keep saying for revival, but as a leading up to revival, you must have repentance. And repentance is the key. We need to realize how far we're missing the mark. This is why the chaos in the streets, this is why we have suicides amongst our children at 167 a day, Troy, you know, and rising. The disturbance that is happening in our society is so extreme and beyond the capacity of our government. If we're looking to our government to solve these problems, we will continue to go round the bushes, round the trees, like the children of Israel did out in the desert in Kadesh Barnea, because that's not the answer. You know, the answer, until the children of Israel stopped and realized that God was the answer, they just kept going in circles.
Yeah, there's actually 12 sacred solemn assemblies recorded in the Old Testament about where the Israelites got to the point where it looked like they're going to be conquered by an enemy or some kind of great calamity was about to befall them. And so they would actually hold these national days of repentance. Israel still has 10 days of awe, or 10 days of repentance from Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah each September. So it's taking place at the same time as that.
Perfect.
And so they would repent, pray, and then turn back to God, that God would intervene and everything would turn around.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, look at this is where we are right now. Charles Finney, the great evangelist, said that revival happens when it's most needed. Boy, I think this is good a time as any. I think it's most needed, Troy. What do you say?
Oh yeah, this is we're completely primed for it. I mean, God has certainly got the attention of the entire world. You know, the churches are largely shut down. We're in our homes. You know, it's that we've never experienced anything like this in our lifetime. So, yeah, well, I think, and plus, Bethel musician. I just saw this yesterday. Bethel musician Sean Fuchs is beholding these services here on the beaches in San Diego and Huntington Beach.
Yes.
This last night, like 5,000 people showed up to worship the Lord, and so something. I mean, it sounds like something major is happening.
Were they singing?
They're singing and
good.
And,
yeah, because of course in California, what I'm referring to is Governor Newsom has forbid the churches to open to sing. There is also a growing list. I think who is it? Another key evangelist, a friend of mine also who heads Influence Church, Phil Hotzenpiller. I mean, they've got hundreds of churches who are coming together. So get ready for something of a dramatic nature to take place, in terms of a resistance for the churches, you know, what Christ has established, said the gates of hell would not prevail. But they're going to come out and be stronger than ever as a result of this, because they're realizing it's one thing, you know, to participate with the government and, you know, do what they're doing. But it's gotten to the point that, we are forgetting what Jesus said in his admonition to render to Caesar that which is Caesar and to God the things that are God. And the things that are God is the fact that we would come together and we would not forsake the gathering of people together, you know, to honor him. John MacArthur was the name I was just searching for. And he issued a stark reminder to the church, Christ, not Caesar, is head of the church, huh?
Yeah, he came out with a very strong statement over the weekend, and so it's very encouraging to see all these pastors standing up and doing what's right.
Yeah, and we need to continue to pray for them. I know in the past they've been reticent to do this because the challenge potentially it could have on some tax breaks and that sort of thing. But Donald Trump did sign an order early on in his administration that would protect churches from being politically targeted. But that's not going to stop the Democrats. I'm sure there will be some tests along the way. Well, Troy Anderson, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on. We look forward to the new book, and we'll see it returning.
Are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never ever see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT as in home run. Call now and say big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As negotiations continue on Capitol Hill on another COVID-19 relief package, Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says there's a major divide between the GOP and Democrats. For one thing, Cruz says extending the $600 a week supplemental jobless benefits, as is being called for by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, would be too much, since it gives people more than most people earn in their regular jobs.
The only objective Democrats have is to defeat Donald Trump. And they've cynically decided the best way to defeat Donald Trump is shut down every business in America, shut down every school in America.
Republicans are to detail their proposal for a new relief bill today. Late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis will be lying in state at the U.S. Capitol today and tomorrow. There will be an invitation-only arrival ceremony for his casket this afternoon. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I got to tell you, this is so much, this song is America's history that, look at, we may be going through a rough patch right now, but keep your eyes open. You know, the promise of God and what was started 245 years ago by mere mortals, but by the hand of divine providence, they saw something. They saw a better nation. They saw a path potentially to do something that had never been created in human history before. We may not be fully realizing it right now, but I love Danny Gokey's line that maybe we just haven't seen it yet. But do not grow weary. Hold on to your faith that all this is just part and parcel. It is part of the process that is going on right now. With us right now, Dr. Alveda King, Evangelist Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. And Alveda, always good to be talking to you. And I want your knowledge, your understanding of John Lewis, his legacy, and the person himself. Would you share that with us?
Bill, I would love to. Nobody has asked me that question exactly that way. And so this will almost be an exclusive response. So I'm going to ask you to keep the recording of it and get it to me, because yes, Nobody's asked me quite that. John Lewis, the person, the man, and how he evolved from who he was on the Edmund Pettus Bridge to who he was until he left the earth. A very peaceful warrior, very focused, very conscious of injustice and justice. Now, he was more on a page of a social gospel and a social justice, and that means that's kind of engineered by a human. Mm-hmm. God is the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is the gospel of righteousness and justice and judgment and mercy overriding judgment. Mm-hmm. So there is a distinct difference. In the book of God, the word of God, God sees us as one blood and one race. Of one blood, God created all people to live together on the earth. Acts 17:26, you heard me say that.
Yes.
Now, with social gospel and social justice, and that's why we say racism is even socially engineered. Mm-hmm. Because science, religion, philosophy will all tell you that there are no separate races.
Yes.
So when John was marching nonviolently in the 1960s on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, my dad was on that bridge, Jose Williams, others were beaten, John was severely beaten, his skull was cracked. But he was very focused that something was wrong and it had to be righted. So he was a champion for justice. He was a peaceful warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And you already know, John and I had different philosophies and different politics.
Right.
And I've been an independent, a Democrat, I'm a Republican now, but I follow the word of God, the U.S. biblical underpinnings of the Constitution. So we were different there, but I highly respected and loved John Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to explain it that way. Thank you for asking that way.
Well, I appreciate your clarity on this because, you just said, John was, you know, next to your dad and next to your uncle, Martin Luther King Jr. And what I appreciate in these men was that unlike, let's just say, call it out for what it is, the antagonists of Black Lives Matter that want to burn everything down, your dad and your uncle and John Lewis wanted to work within the system. They wanted not to transform it, but to really fulfill what the founding fathers had, and that was the search for a more perfect union where we are all created equal as God had determined and had set in our destiny, right?
And we're looking for a more perfect union or reunion. Now, there's a difference between Black Lives Matter organizations.
Yes.
The Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
So the organization has Marxist foundations and Marxist money, honestly. They do.
Yes.
And you can check that. They want to destroy the what is called the traditional or the natural family of the man, the woman, and having babies and raising them. And they expanded that. Now, that's not a blow against humanity. But, you know, there's just an established structure that works if you do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the organization is totally different. The organization supports abortion, for example. But the movement, like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King and all of them, and somebody would say, well, Martin Luther King accepted the Margaret Sanger War. Yeah, they tricked him, just like they tricked me and told me my baby was a blob of 50. It was not.
Exactly.
Who avoided a miscarriage worm. So there's a difference between the organization and the movement. People need to get that.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, and I'm writing a commentary to this end, Alveda, is that I think, you know, people should not be freaking out about Black Lives Matter as a movement, because I believe that's the beginning that will lead eventually to All Lives Matter, and that's really what we want. We're going to have to set aside the organization and the Marxist movement that is all hidden under BLM, because we're seeing this for what it is, because it is not a godly order. They want to basically they want to replace God. That's the bottom line, do they not?
Thank you. And black babies in the womb don't matter to Black Lives Matter organization. They support killing black babies in the womb.
Yes.
So they're not telling the truth, that's all.
Yeah, and so this is what we're all about, and we've been about, and this is why God brought us together, Alveda, you and me, is that we are pursuers of the truth, and we are bringing others to that end, because if we're going to make decisions and our choices, you know, which are going to be made, they need to be made based on God's truth, not man's truth, not all these opinions that are flying around, because that's what got us into the mess, and we have an opportunity. We're at a crossroads. We're at a critical moment in time right now, and this will seal our destiny for the next, I say for the next several generations going forward, is that where will we stand? Are we going to stand on the truth today at this very moment? And the silent majority can no longer afford to be silent. It needs to come out in mass, because right now all this disruption, when you look at it, it's being caused by less than 1% of our population. Less than 1% of our population is burning cities. It is looting. It is causing all this chaos in the streets of America. And 99%+ of America is like just shrugging and just letting it happen.
That is true. And so, and some people are almost like this. But as long as it's not on my street.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it's not in my front door, and I can still survive and do what I do. But it's coming. So you have to come together as brothers and sisters, not perish together as fools, and say, no, we love our community. We love you. So I'm not saying hate the rioters and all of that. They're misguided.
Yes.
So we just have to know that. But we have to resist with love for it. Uncle Emile talked about soul for it. And that's your soul, your will, your mind, and emotions. And it has a place. But God power, he said the day should come where there's no black power, no white power, God power and human power. Human power comes under the authority of God. And so our wills, minds, and emotions need to be in the direction of life, not destruction. Wow, I'm preaching.
Yeah, no, but that's exactly it, Alveda, because, you know, God is a God of life. He's not the God of death. He ordained life, and that's the crossroads that we're at. You know, are you going to choose death or life? And in the Bible, that question comes up, and lest we forget, almost immediately in the next sentence, it says, okay.
What did you say, Bill? What did you say?
Choose life.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. So there's no hesitation. There's no question about it. That's what we need to do. Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., Evangelist Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for Priests for Life. And, of course, her uncle right there with John Lewis all those many years ago. And, you know, Alveda, I thank God that we've come a long way. But I believe we're right there at a point where we could heal our nation, right?
We are. And God just said, come back to me.
Amen.
And
amen.
I've got that book, We're Not Colorblind, with Ginger Howard, coming out in August.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth. And join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'll tell you, the governor of California is finding out that they still exist in churches throughout his state, regardless of his unconstitutional ban of worship and people singing. Hundreds of churches are now still, you know, are now coming out in mass more and more, Adam Holtz, because this cannot be tolerated. We have a First Amendment right as part of our U.S. Constitution. You know, short-term deal, all right, that's understood, but... you know, as Jesus said, you've got to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, but to God the things that are God, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. And I think that every church has to wrestle through what their response is going to be here. And I think that they're, I think there's a place to say, no, we have the right and the freedom to do this. And I think there's also space to say, we understand there's a real health concern here, and we're going to err on the conservative side. Mm-hmm. But I think, given where things are at, I don't think that they can constitutionally ban that. I think that you're exactly right in the way that you frame that.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, when you think about what's going on, I mean, we have two pandemics happening right now. We've got, civil unrest as a pandemic that's happening across America, around the world, where you have an uprising of people looking for justice and fairness. And then we have, of course, COVID-19. This is incredible. We've never seen anything like this in our lifetime. No. Do you think that this caught God by surprise, Adam?
Oh, no. Nothing catches God by surprise. Yeah. And you know,
but it sure caught our government. But it caught our government by surprise, did it not?
Well, it seemed to, and I mean, all of it seemed to have caught our government by surprise. And there is, I think, because we are made in the image of God, there is a hardwired longing for dignity and for justice. And obviously, our culture is wrestling deeply with those issues. And depending on where you stand, some of the expressions of that struggle may seem totally justified, and others of us may think, not sure that's the best way to reach the end that we're going for here. And
exactly.
And obviously there's enormous complexity. I think the impulse and the desire for justice and for fairness and for dignity, those are because God created us in his image. But I also think that you can have organizations and bad actors that get in and really twist that for their own purposes. And honestly, you don't have to look that far in the past. You know, let's look back at the Russian Revolution again, or the French Revolution.
Exactly.
You can look at almost any revolution is a cry of the heart of those who are rising up for fairness and justice and decency and compassion. But we also don't have to look far back in history to see that when the wrong people get in control of those revolutions, they can go pretty bad.
Exactly. Well, you know, in Germany, include that too, because
sure.
What happened is that people buy into the counterfeit.
Right.
You know, they have a legitimate cry for justice. They have a legitimate cry, you know, for compassion and mercy. And you get the wolves in sheep's clothing coming in and deceptively. And it's interesting because, you know, what happens, it's almost like the same actors in a way. They've preconditioned the environment. When you look back historically, they precondition the environment and they come in like they're the ones. And what they're doing is they are fundamentally transforming people's belief system. And one of the key things to that is the fact that we're also wired in such a way to worship something. God said, I'm who you need to worship. If you worship me, it will go well for you, essentially. All right? And whenever we've deviated from that command and that admonishment, we've gotten in serious trouble historically. Now, you would think that we'd be smart enough after all this time, in much less the same way as the law of gravity. You
right.
get up on top of the roof, you fall up, you get hit the ground, you get bruised up, maybe break a leg or two, and you say, wow, that thing, you know, that thing's consistent. Well, God is consistent as well. When we violate his laws and principles, we pay the consequence, like it or not, because God is a just God. He is
right.
a compassionate God. He will not allow his creation to go around and be knuckleheadedly stupid.
Right. Now, that's exactly right. And I think I would add to that, you know, Scripture admonishes us to be, you know, both innocent and wise. You know, we have
yes.
to be innocent as doves and wise as serpents. And I think sometimes, Bill, I think what's been incredible to me is the naivete in so much of what we have seen. And, you know, in our deep and earnest longing to see these things righted, we're naive about the fact that there are still people grasping for power.
Yeah.
And manipulating the circumstances and taking advantage. And
well, we approach our life like everything is fast food.
Right.
It's instantaneous. It's microwavable.
Right.
And if it doesn't
that
happen
too.
On an instant, and if we can't get the information on the surface, you know, that's all we're doing. We have been conditioned to accept that. But right now, we're being exposed for our, as you say, some cases, naivete, and some cases, it's just our own laziness. We're
right,
allowing
yeah.
ourselves to be duped. I mean,
absolutely.
Come on. You can't ask a reasonable, critical question. I mean, are we that devoid of common sense and intelligence?
Well, that's exactly right. And devoid of historical perspective. I mean,
yes.
the irony is, everything that ever happened in history is available at your fingertips, word for word, you know, with a few strokes of a Google search, right?
Right.
And yet, just, it's staggering to me how much people don't know about stuff that didn't happen very long ago,
exactly.
historically speaking. It's like,
right.
we have been down this path around the world. And it doesn't end well, and you don't have to look very far. But
right.
but we're almost, I think that the technology, ironically, has made us, it's made us dumber. You know, we want everything spoon-fed to us. We want everything in 140-character sound bites, and we don't think deeply enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to cultivate that deep thinking and a sense of historical perspective.
Right. Well, we are at that critical crossroads, and that crossroads will determine what will happen to the generations to come, Adam Holtz.
Yes.
And if we do not make the right choice, then the coming generations will pay a huge price. I believe the potential, I mean, we look back on our parents and our grandparents and say, wow, this is the world's greatest generation. Well, we could be the next world's greatest generation by making the right choice. I believe that's what's at our very doorstep at this very moment.
Yes, absolutely.
Can we talk movies?
Absolutely.
Okay, PluggedIn.com. Adam, of course, is the director, but he also tolerates me and allows us to get into other
conversations. I have to work hard not to get into trouble because it's,
I know, I take you to the edge, and I apologize. It's not my intent. Adam, of course, associated with the infamous Focus on the Family that we love so dearly, that has such an incredible legacy because they have been the vanguard to protect the family and to educate the family so that we're not walking in darkness and that we do not accept things as they are, as if they will always be, because we serve an almighty God who tells us differently.
That's absolutely right. So, the big movie this week is one called Radioactive, and this is a movie about Marie Curie, who, of course, we think of her as French. I didn't know that she was actually a Polish immigrant, and obviously a woman at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries. She and her husband, Pierre, were instrumental in research into polonium and radium and new radioactive elements that would go on to help them form the foundation really for X-ray technology, for radiation therapy, and even for the atomic bomb. So if you're a history buff, it's pretty interesting. Marie Curie, man, she was a spitfire. She got into trouble a lot, and Pierre was always sort of being her handler, trying to sand off her rough edges, and we see that. And then he actually dies fairly early, and she has an affair with a married guy after that, and there are a couple fairly sensual scenes in this PG-13 movie that, I guess they feel like...
So be warned.
They have to sex it up a little bit to sell it. A great look back at history and the reminder that, you can be a brilliant person scientifically and maybe not be the most brilliant person morally. I think that comes through here. She's kind of a flawed hero.
Yeah, we're reminded of our humanity once again.
Yeah.
We come with a full package, don't we?
We do. We do. That's absolutely right. And that's why grace and truth are both so important, Bill. Jesus said he came full of grace and truth. And the problem is when you take one away from the other, you get imbalances that cause really big problems. And
exactly.
Right now, I don't think our culture is very tolerant of truth. And we have counterfeit grace, We want to give a pass for all kinds of things. It's like, there's forgiveness, but there's also consequences for so many of the things we do, and that's
exactly,
those consequences are on the truth side, right?
And you end up producing the very thing that is antithetical to what you want. You want
absolutely
justice, but you promote injustice, right?
That's right. That's right.
We're so brilliant. I cannot believe this. Okay, so we have the Kissing Booth that you reviewed, Larva Island movie, Animal Crackers. It's all right there at PluggedIn.com. Check it out for yourself. Be in the flow of the know. I mean, this is why Adam and the team work so hard, so that you're not wasting your time and that it's well redeemed, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. PluggedIn.com.
You got it. Adam Holtz, thank you for being with us as always, buddy. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
God willing. All right.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is